Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called Priceless Tzitzis. Once there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, of the first Chabad Rebbe. His name was the Meir Rafoels. He was traveling, and as he was traveling, he happened to be looking at his tzitzis. Suddenly, he found that one of the strings was puzzled. It was torn or something else wrong with it, so that one of the strings was puzzled. He did not want to continue traveling, continue walking, if he had one of the tzitzis, one of the strings of the tzitzis, puzzled. That is not kosher. So he stopped. He stood on the road. He didn't want to walk unless all of the strings and all the corners were kosher. And therefore, he stood there hoping that Hashem would send him a seller of tzitzis, somebody who would sell him some new tzitzis. Suddenly, Reb Meir saw in the distance someone who did sell things like tzitzis. He began to shout, "Please, do you have tzitzis?" The seller shouted back, "Yes, I have tzitzis, but I'm only going to make a kopeck, a half a kopeck, which is a very small amount of money, by selling you a string of tzitzis. And that's not worth the effort that I need to go all the way from where I am standing to where you are standing, dragging all of my merchandise." So Reb Meir said, "Don't worry, I'll pay you whatever price you want." The seller said, "Even if you pay me an entire ruble, which is a certain number of dollars, I'm not sure exactly how much it is, but it's not worth my schlepping all the way over to you for that." Reb Meir said, "Okay, I'll give you all the money in my wallet." But the seller said, "No." Finally, the seller said, "Okay, I'll come over to you and give you tzitzis if you'll pay me not just what's in your wallet, but everything that you own." "Fine," said Reb Meir, "I give you all my money for the tzitzis." And that is exactly what happened. He gave all the money, not sure if it was all the money he had with him or all of his money, for the tzitzis. But anyway, it was a lot of money. A little while later, Reb Meir Rafoels went to the Alter Rebbe for Yechidus, for a private talk. And the Rebbe took out a wallet, and in the wallet, he had the entire amount of money Reb Meir had given to the seller to buy the tzitzis. The Alter Rebbe took all the money and gave it to Reb Meir. That is, the exact amount of money which Reb Meir Rafoels had spent on the tzitzis, the Alter Rebbe now gave it back. The Alter Rebbe explained that it was really not a regular person who was asking for so much money for one string of tzitzis. It was actually Eliyahu HaNavi. And Hashem had sent Eliyahu HaNavi to test him to see how precious mitzvahs were to him. And of course, Reb Meir Rafoels had passed the test. And this teaches us how precious mitzvahs are and how quite often our Yetzer Hara will try to convince us that it's not worth putting the effort or the money or the time into doing a mitzvah in a beautiful way. But here we are learning that, yes, a mitzvah is priceless. Thank you for joining the story of the day. And you know that the more we do Torah and mitzvahs and have this attitude that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is priceless, the quicker Mashiach will come.